Welcome everyone to Christ's Blessing. On the 3rd of February, 2019, and you are all most welcome, and I know everyone will be most blessed in whatever way you connect to God and whatever you bring to your request and your offering, whatever's in your heart, and you will be honored. So we are just, the blessing givers and I are just privileged to be here as facilitators for what starts in your heart, in your life, and in your need, and then is reciprocated from heaven and follows from there to the earth and back to you again. So as we go through this day, try to be comfortable. It's all about opening yourself up to a very blessed energetic flow. And it all begins with the energy we give to one another through our community. Just as Yeshua said, whenever two or more are gathered in my name, I will be there. And so those who come to be here in his presence, by joining in the presence of one another, bring an added dimension to this blessing. And it's for that reason that I always ask for a little bit of participation in the beginning from anyone who wants to ask for a blessing or offer gratitude for one or just share a miracle that you received. We're open to all of the wonderful things you might want to say about the blessings of Christ. And again, just welcome to everyone. Those who don't speak, I have every confidence that someone will speak for you. It always happens that way. So, Tony, I'm going to bring you online, and thank you for being here.
Oh, you bet, Melinda. Thank you. Good to hear you. Yeah, it's been really something that's gotten my attention lately was the connection with Saturn and Neptune that's going on. It's a sextile, and so that's an opportunity for growth and learning in the relationship between those two. Neptune really relates highly resonantly with the one spirit, and Saturn resonates really strongly with structure. So yes. it's
an interesting correlation where one can contribute to the other.
Yeah. And it draws my attention to things Yeshua says about us developing a new relationship with structure. This is going to be going on and off all through this year. And in 2026, they will conjoin. So the cycle for Saturn and Neptune is slow. It completes itself once every 45 years.
Wow.
This is significant. And we have a new moon. It's going to be within a degree of the dead center of the angle between Saturn and Neptune. So this seems really fortuitous, and that is tomorrow. It looks like it's around 1 p.m. Pacific, so 4 p.m. Eastern, 4:03 Eastern tomorrow.
That's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Wow. Thank you. So maybe it means something fortuitous for my next year.
Yeah, well, this would be a solar return then. So you have a new moon for your solar return. So that's the point at which the sun hits the exact point where it was the exact minute and degree. So you'll have a new moon for your solar return, and you'll also have the new moon dead. So with your natal sun, you'll have Saturn and Neptune wrapped around 30 degrees on either side. So that seems very fortuitous. It seems like it's, as Yeshua points out, there's ways for us to behold the limitations of structure. And the one spirit is mm-hmm. Of course, the what encompasses all of that and gives us the ability to recognize that. So that seems like mm-hmm. a blessing for all of us, but in particular for you for your birthday.
Thank you so much. And, you know, one thing I would like to add to that, because there have been questions now ever since Love Without End was published in That was 20 years ago. It's the idea that structure is bad. Structure is not bad. It's a good thing. It's a good thing our the cells of our body are nicely and neatly structured in a healthy way. And as a matter of fact, disease goes along with the unpredicted, anomalous destructuring of the cells of our body, especially if we're talking about cancer or many of the other chronic diseases, which would include arthritis and, so many other lupus and so many other chronic serious diseases are the breaking down, involve the breaking down of structure. So structure is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's what keeps the planets in predictable orbit. And that's why Saturn, that represents structure, is the outermost planet pertaining directly to the immediate cosmic orbit of the Earth. It's a good thing, but what we are told by Yeshua is that structure really appropriately belongs to the construction of physical things, whether it's the solar system or building a bridge. Structure should not be that which limits our expansion for love and community, creativity, and envisionment, and ideation about the future, because Obviously, structure will just repeat itself, and patterns repeating upon patterns repeating on patterns is sort of like no future. It's just a continuation of a linear line. So this is where Neptune coming into a positive alignment can assist us in maintaining structure where it belongs, where it serves a good purpose, but then opening up the doors and windows of our life to greater ideals, greater ideation, greater visualization about what could be and what's possible and moving into an expanded future. So would you say that's a pretty good summation?
Yeah. I definitely do. And yeah, I love the way that you connect it and put it in context. That's lovely.
Okay. Thank you. So I was just tying it back with what was in Love Without End. So, you know, we look back and, we don't leave people with new questions of, well, gee, how does that fit with, everything you said fits with Love Without End. It's just you said it a different way. So that's why I wanted to loop back just a little bit. But thank you so much, Tony, for your blessing for my birthday and all the optimistic points of revelation that might go with it. I have some very, very serious stuff happening tomorrow, and that will take up the first half of my day. Then it's back home and open the doors and windows of my life for a greater blessing of the next year. And I want to bring Mary Smith on. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Glenda.
The line is open.
Okay. Oh, Glenda, your messages, oh my gosh, they always speak so profoundly, I think, to so many of us who are listening. Your messages are so poignant and relevant to my life. And I just wanted to say, I have not been able to reach out to you or to your ministry financially or even electronically, because I couldn't even send you a message. But I just want to tell you with my whole being how beloved and precious you are to my life. It could just make me cry.
Thank you,
I have been with this community, I think shortly after Love Without End was written, I received it. And I remember back in the day when you used to send out a newsletter and when the tapes first came out, and I just, I just treasure you so much, and so you are in my heart and my blessings, and I could never thank you enough for the blessings. And I remember coming to my first blessing giver seminar on your birthday, so I wish you birthday blessings as well.
Thank you. Thank you for that memory, Mary. Yeah. You are such a blessing to us, and I just want to say to you and to everyone else, we are not nothing is going to do us in. We're just going through some hard times, and we plan to leave a legacy that will last for generations, because this is the work of Christ, and nothing stops him. I may have to do some readjustments because, you know, I'm human. I'm mortal. I live in the world of structure as well as the world of spiritual infinity. And so sometimes we have to reboot the computer of our life and come back up with a new program.
Amen. Amen. Okay. You know, Glenda, just really quickly I'll share, I mean this in a good way, my prayer to God for a while now has been, please help me steer my ship. I felt like the ship of my life was off course. And what I feel like now is I've had a bit of a shipwreck, but that is, I'm seeing things so much differently. I see how my foundation needed to be more grounded in many different things, not only my faith in God, but my faith in myself and my faith in my purpose in this world. And so bit by bit, I'm going to rebuild my ship, choosing each part and the direction I want to sail in. And I learned all of these things just through you and the teachings of Christ. And so God bless you for through every storm and sunny day. God bless you, Glenda.
Thank you, Mary. And I hope that what I go through will be an inspiration and a lesson that I can share with other people, because yes, sometimes we forget to walk on the earth. And then we have a hard landing.
Exactly. So, I understand.
But that doesn't mean we don't pick ourselves up, put our boots back on, and start walking again.
Right.
So, just as an ancient example, the apostles did not have an exactly easy life after Yeshua left. So the fact that we are blessed in spirit does not keep us from the necessity of being responsible for our pathway on earth. And the same was true for Yeshua. Periodically, he would have to leave, go to the desert, get regrounded, get recentered. Periodically, he would have to make some or request some readjustments in human behavior that were just not acceptable. And then ultimately, of course, he had to go through the trial and the brief passage of death before his immortality was restored. So when we walk in both worlds, we are responsible for the laws of both worlds. And many times he told the apostles, I am in this world, but I'm not of this world. In other words, he took his power from God and from the heavenly realm, but he still walked in this world. And he reminded them that to his apostles, we still have to eat. He still, when people would gather to hear him, in one occasion we know of, he multiplied the loaves and the fishes, but I'm sure it didn't happen just once. He knew people had to be fed. I have no idea what he did for porta potties, but that's an insertion of humor. But they were near the sea, so I presume they had their ways in those days of taking care of all their physical needs, and I'm sure that he assisted them in taking care of their physical needs, because it was part of the deal. And he fed them, if you notice, read the scripture, he fed them before he talked to them. Mm-hmm. So he gave them food. He gave them nourishment. He gave them energy. He gave them fellowship and community before he gave them the words of God, the holy right. passages from heaven. So we are of both worlds, and we have to respect that we are of both worlds. Sometimes we just really have to take a potty break or a financial break, and that may feel like a potty break. It just depends on what we're having to deal with.
Right.
And that's my way of being humorous again, because we should never forget to laugh.
Right.
Never. Because if we're in the kingdom of heaven, laughter is pure joy and pure healing. If we're on earth, then laughter gives us a break from the hardship. It allows us to see the irony in life and the paradoxes of life. And the fact that no matter how above it all we think we are, we still have to put a coat on in wintertime. We still have to put logs on the fire. And we still have to tell each other jokes so that we can laugh together and watch a comedy. We still have to find the fun in every side of life. So I say that with the greatest of encouragement, to walk in both worlds and understand that both worlds are right and appropriate when appropriately applied. And referring back to what Tony said, we are in for a passage of time where both of the worlds are going to be brilliantly, harmoniously supporting each other. What a great time to be in.
Yes.
So I would suggest that you draw upon the spiritual world to help you with your structural problems, and then put together and align your structural problems into the greatest harmony you can, so that you make time for spiritual healing and inspiration.
Oh, God bless you, Glenda. Thank you.
Let's work together between the worlds to make them work for us. And we can do that. We were built to do that. We are children of God.
Right.
Now, God bless the hearts of our animals and our plants. They are of spirit, and they are also of the earth. But they don't get to put them together quite like we do. We
right.
were given the visionary capacity as children of God to put these two worlds together. And while we're talking about the plant and the animal kingdom, I do want to ask for a blessing for our beloved little blessing giver, Rama, who was given last July, he was given 1 week to live, and he's still living. And he purrs when I bless him, and he purrs when he blesses. And he came up to my heart and sat on it and purred before I came into the blessing. And every time we see the doctor gives him one more week to live. And then 1 week later, we go back to the doctor, and the doctor says, "This is an extraordinary cat."
God bless him.
And I say, yes, he is, but it's because he has an extraordinary faith in God, and he's doing beautiful work for God on this earth. Now, I know that the day is coming when Rama and I are going to have to say goodbye, and we've rehearsed it, and I rehearse him by combing him and making him beautiful and say, and tell him exactly how I want him to enter heaven and to march up with such joy and pride to his creator and say, "Thank you for making me so beautiful." So
aww.
The day will come when I'm going to sit here with tears in my eyes, but they're not quite there yet. And I always know, because I cannot hold the tears back when I think I'm about to lose him. So I'm rejoicing today that I still have him with me. And I still want to ask for blessings for him, because he is getting weaker. He's getting weaker, and it's a little harder for him to hold on. But he is the most courageous animal I have ever known. Well, there's one other animal I didn't know personally, but I know of him, and that was the racehorse secretariat. He was an incredibly courageous animal. And there have been a few others. Gunner, who was my companion for 17 years and a companion of Christ. And he was by my side faithfully through both books. He was with me and with Yeshua through the writing of Love Without End. And then he was, just as Rama has, put on extended life prophecy about the time I started rewriting the Keys of Yeshua, and he stayed with me through the whole of the Keys of Yeshua. And he and I, going back and forth from one world to the next, every day, we wrote the last chapter, chapter 24 of the Keys of Yeshua, which is all about moving through the world.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
He gave me that example of moving back and forth through the world. And that's why I gave him a testimony in that chapter, because we co-authored that, well, always with Yeshua, but also with Gunner, that chapter. And then shortly after that, he left. And shortly after that, Rama came in. And what was so amazing about Rama is that I was told from the time he was conceived exactly where he would be born and who would have him. And on the day he was born, I didn't know he had come out of the happy sack yet, but I was driving around Sedona and I was in the car. And I heard this voice come, and he said, "My name is Rama." He pronounced his own name. So I looked up Rama. He was one of the prophets and the seers of the Hindu era, one of the great exalted beings who walked on the earth during the days of the Hindu world. Now, I don't presume that Rama the cat was Rama the Hindu, but he must be taking some of his inspiration from that he claimed that name. And I took one of our, before she was a blessing giver, but she was a minister of Spiritist Church with me. She is a sacred Native American, white buffalo calf woman who has actually been given custody of the white buffalo in North America. She's an extremely, extremely inspired and exalted woman, a personal friend of mine. And I took her with me to meet Rama when they wouldn't let me see him until he was 3 weeks old, until his eyes were open, because I wanted confirmation. And she saw him and she said, "Oh my God, yes, that's your next companion." And she said, "But I have news for you. He came in with his soulmate." And she would never leave his side. So I had to adopt her too. So and I looked up the companion for the Hindu Lord Rama, and it was Sita. So her name is Sita. Oh. So we have Rama and Sita. And I know that Rama is gaining energy from Sita. She sleeps by his side all the time, and I know she's giving him energy. So she's being the perfect companion to Rama. I have no idea what hardship or grief she will, or exaltation perhaps, she will receive when he steps over onto the other side. But for now, they're together. And she has never joined me for the giving of a blessing, but she keeps him. Her support is with him. She's a perfect soulmate for him. So having her, I think, has given him the strength to be all that he's been to me and to Christ. So we have chains of support. That's what I really wanted to get to, is that we have chains of support in the spiritual world, from our guardian angel to the saints, that we have special saints that watch over us. You may not realize that, but you have chains of support in the spiritual kingdom, leading all the way to Christ. Perhaps you have an apostle that's a favorite or special apostle that you read their book in the Bible, or you read about their life, and you gain special energy. And we have also special plants and animals that we're connected to. We have all kinds of chains of support through the physical, spiritual, botanical, animal, and cosmic world. And so when we call in a blessing, we're opening all the doors and windows of our life to let those who would give us a blessing join with Christ in the giving of that blessing, that we could be anchored in the earth as well as receiving blessings from heaven. So thank you, Mary, for giving me this opportunity to move into the greater picture of all that this is. Did you want to ask for a special blessing? Well, the restoration of your life and getting your boat floating again.
Amen, sister. Thank you so much. Thank you. And you are on my list. You are my family. So you are on my blessing list. And the beauty of the blessing is when we receive it for everyone we love. So God bless.
Absolutely.
The blessing. All right. Thank
you,
Glenda.
That's the point. That was the expanded point of everything I wanted to say. Well,
yeah.
It is 3:30, but we've got four people on the call. So we're going to take everybody. But let's kind of keep it sort of focused on the blessing you would like to have. Susan, you're on. Hi,
Linda?
Susan.
Hi.
Yes.
Happy birthday tomorrow. Happy
Thank
happy
you.
Birthday. Okay. So first on my mind is my nephew who has non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and he's been going through traditional treatment, and he had a PET scan. I spoke with his dad, who's they're both of them are physicians. And I just spoke with his dad maybe an hour ago, and he said he's not doing too good. And there's another option, traditional option, but it's really severe, and only like it's 10% successful. And so I'm really concerned. This is a, I don't know, he's about 50, and his uncle died at age 25 of the same disease. That's
my
brother-in-law's brother, my They have three boys in the family, my husband who's gone, and his older brother, and middle brother, and the middle brother died at 25, and now Stanley, who's the oldest, is going through a similar thing, because he kind of had to diagnose his younger brother when he was 25 years old, and now he's doing this with his son. So,
well, it sounds like he may be the hero in the family, so let's just hold that thought for him.
Yeah, so I just,
you know, there's a time when patterns need to break. There's a pattern there, but it does not have to be perpetuated. So let's just hold the thought that higher forces of spirit will come in and just dissolve that pattern and find new, better ways of carrying him to a resolution of this problem.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. And the other thing is talking about structure, which I had so much resistance to forever. I have joined the Y, and I could have just swam. I went for aquasize, which I've been resisting like crazy for years. And I decided to go for the, I said, you must go for the classes, not just to swim around, because I love like swimming around, just, And I'm going for the classes because I need the structure, and I welcome it. That's the miracle, is that I'm welcoming it, you know.
Good. Structure can be good. You know,
yeah.
We do need it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And it's just there's a time and place for it.
That's exactly right, you know. So I feel very, you know, wonderful about that.
That's great.
Life is getting better in many ways. So I just... I want to thank you for everything you do and the community, and blessings to everybody. And again,
thank you,
the very happiest of birthdays tomorrow.
Oh, I appreciate that. Just think of me tomorrow.
Oh, I promise. And, promise.
Okay, thank you. All right, we, Susan, I'm going to move on because we do want to take everyone on the call.
Nope.
Ken is on. Hi, Ken.
Linda, it's Ken.
Yes.
Yes, I'll make this real quick and short. I'm in a situation where I'm needing to move, and I'm totally unsure on whether I want to or whether it's right for me to be supporting my existing roommates in this whole process of move, or whether I kind of need them to just take responsibility for their own lives. And so I need a little bit of support for myself, for one roommate by the name of Louie, and then another roommate by the name of Anario. And the blessing is really to just give all of us clarity and support and strength and understanding in terms of how we can best support our own lives without negatively impacting others. And that's really pretty much it.
That's great. You've got it. All right. And we're going to bring Elizabeth on. Hi, Elizabeth. You're on.
Oh, hi, Glenda. I'll make this quick. Mary said everything I wanted to say to you today, and especially then you went into the whole thing about support, and that is so what I feel right now. I am so supported, and I wanted to just say thank you and Yeshua for all of it, seen and unseen. I mean, it's been tremendous. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for all you do, and I would just ask for a blessing for my sister Virginia, who's got pneumonia. Her life has got way out of balance, and I just ask Yeshua to support her into healing and coming back. And another friend, Kathy, who just had a very big stroke and is coming back. So Virginia and Kathy, and may your birthday be with ease and grace and beauty and joy tomorrow in everything you have to do. God bless you, Glenda.
Oh, thank
you're,
you.
You're miraculous. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I just happen to have a miraculous friend. And so do you. So
yes,
do you. Just remember and don't forget. Okay.
Oh, I never will. I never will. Thank
All
you.
All right. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. And Stormy, we're going to bring you on.
Yes, Glenda, I've been waiting several weeks to bring this blessing for you. First off, it is a piece of my music, The Angel in the Waterfall, along with the angel you drew that Wes received, the Angel of the Living Waters.
Oh, yeah.
And to she's standing in the water with ponds around her. I have a copy of it as I go into my bathroom where the water is. But to support all of this, several weeks ago when you asked me to pray for you, for your situation, I prayed for several things, but then I asked the sea by you to support you. And wow, that was really big, Glenda. And again, I am asking the sea to support my music, to support the Angel of the Living Waters, and to support you in this new year of interesting endeavors.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We are clearing out the old in order to bring in an amazing, amazing new.
It was when I asked the sea to support you. Wow, I really could feel the entire Gulf of New Mexico supporting you, Glenda Green.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, it certainly engulfed me 2 years ago. So I was baptized by a hurricane 2 years ago, so now the resurrection will occur.
I'll just have a beautiful year, Glenda.
I will. Thank you, Stormy, and you too. I'm going to put you on the blessing list just because I love you. And I'm going to take a call from Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Aloha, Glenda, and this beautiful community. I'm just so thankful. I'm calling from Santa Cruz Mountains where it's so rainy and beautiful. And I want to just ask for two special blessings. One is for a friend named Andy Bueno. And Andy is really struggling with addiction. And I just want to ask for prayers and blessings for all of us who struggle with various addictions. And may we receive help to liberate from those. And I want, and I want to ask for a special blessing. I've just had so much clearing out and so much space for light to come in. And then the last couple, yesterday really, I had so much sadness, heaviness on my heart. And there was just like these tears that want to come and flow. So I want to ask for a blessing that I can just cry those tears and let it out. I had a beautiful release some last night. I watched the Mr. Rogers documentary, and I just want to tell everyone about it to watch it if they're called to. It was so beautiful, and I cried so much, and there's more tears in there. So I want to be able to open up and let them cry and then let them release out. And
oh, that's great. Thank you.
Yeah. So many blessings to you and to Rama. I'm going to pray for Rama every day and thank him so much for his service and his love. And God bless you on your birthday and all days, Glenda.
Oh, thank you so much, Sarah. We love you, and I've got you on the list and your friend. Okay. And Sarah, I'm going to go because we had one more wireless caller come on, and I'm going to take it. It's from area code 413.
Hi, Glenda. It's June. I just want to thank you for today and for being there for all of us. And I don't know, I know it's your birthday tomorrow, but it sounds like you have some adversity to overcome. And I do, too. And I'm sort of, I saw the end of Carousel before the call and that wonderful song, When You Walk Through a Storm, Hold Your Head Up High.
Mhm. It's great. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you want to ask for a blessing?
Yes, for two friends named Arlene. You know, one is had a stroke and is doing okay, but you know, has a weak voice, and my other friend Arlene has colon cancer. She says she's stage three. She's not afraid of dying, but you know, she's not done yet. So, you know, for her courage and her being able to walk through, you know, the adversities that she has. And for me also, I think I would use a blessing.
I've got you on the list too, June, because I can see, I can hear the stress in your voice.
Thank you.
Yeah. God bless all of you. And let's start our blessing now. Everybody just be seated, be relaxed. Just fall into your heart. Let your mind go sit on a park bench. It can't possibly think through even what you need, because the mind is really actually part of the world of structure. It's not actually part of the world of spirit. It can acknowledge that spirit exists, but for the mind, spirit is somewhere else. It's like it's either in heaven or way off in the cosmos, or it's with God, or the Holy Spirit is some force that comes through. The mind cannot feel the presence of spirit in all things. And so that's why we want to tell it to go bless itself and sit on a park bench. Just be. Relax. Be seated. Don't cross your legs or your arms. Just allow yourself to float in the chair. Unaware. Uncaring. Receiving. That's the best way. And then when I finish my prayer, you start with prayer. Let your prayer be as big Prayer into the order of places of possibility that only spirit can reach. So I will begin. Yeshua, our Lord, Son of God and brother to us all, who has shown us what we can do walking on in both worlds with our feet on the ground and our heart in heaven. He has shown us what humanity is capable of, although very few have come close to its fulfillment. We are walking in that direction. We ask you to lead us and to be with us and to show us the miracles that are possible as we walk. Yeshua, we ask that you be today with the grieving, the hungry, and the ones in pain, the ones who have loss that is unexplainable, unretrievable. Be with those who feel like they can't do it. Forgiving is actually the greatest healing. Let us remember that on the cross, you forgave everything and everyone, and that assures your resurrection. Let us remember that in forgiving, we release, and it is the forgiver that is blessed more and more forgiven. We ask that you give us strength and courage to live faithfully in life and to use practical good sense about things of the world and expand the vision. Our Heavenly Father, that we may become all that we were created to be, regardless of what our destiny is on this small but beautiful planet. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Your blessing has been given. Now, unrest and receive the fullness of it, at least a minute. I look forward to being with you again next week. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, and all the blessings of God be upon you. Bye-bye for now.